Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live will take your calls about whatever you want to discuss here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the solar roadways. Somebody actually installed these things, and they appear to be working. Mark's got the story on that, plus related story about big rigs that can drive themselves. So that's all on the way. You can bring up anything you want, though, at 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And also in the studio tonight with you, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun first, where we've got Jimmy on the line in Arizona. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
How are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jimmy?
It's been a while. I know Mark has got kind of frustrated at that FNRG, that Force Field Energy.
This is a company that had advertised stock on Free Talk Live in the past.
Yeah, I bought 100 shares of that stock. But I'm not upset, you know.
Well, that's
I could
good.
Take the hit. You know, I run a successful goat brothel, so I stay pretty busy.
Now, when you're running a goat brothel, does that mean that you're taking human customers for goat prostitutes?
I'm not too picky. I'll take whatever I can.
Are the goats?
Well, I mean, if y'all want a testimony, James from Arizona, he's more than willing to let y'all know how good it is, and you know that I'm on the up and up, and everything's good.
Oh, he's a client,
right? Yeah, he'll give a testimonial.
Yeah. He wrote a great review on Yelp, and
Yelp in more ways than one, I imagine.
Yeah, he seems to like it a lot, though. He's always over there, you know, and he wakes me up in the middle of the night trying to come in. I'm like, man, you know. Leave me alone, James, you know, and he's like, oh,
that's
really?
The worst. I mean, that is one of the worst parts about running, you know, an underground business like that is the customers that will try to come calling at 4 a.m. when you need to get some sleep at some point. That's frustrating.
I used to have a sign on my door on Church Street that was just an open, open closed sign, and it looked strange because it was just on the outside of an open of an apartment door, but when it was flipped over to closed and people would come banging on my door, I would open the door and I would just stand there and point at the sign, and I wouldn't say a word. I'd just stand there and look at them and point at the sign that said closed until they got frustrated and walked away.
This is back when you were selling weed out of your apartment, right?
Yes, yeah. It's true.
Jimmy, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here as we go to Ken. He's on the line in Minnesota. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. For years, I suffered with depression and stuff, and I actually figured out a way to overcome it. So many people that are committing suicide and stuff, I put a video up on YouTube. It doesn't give no address or no phone number, no website. I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. It's just information. And I was wondering if I could mention the YouTube people.
Well, first of all, I want you to tell me a little bit more about what putting a video up on YouTube has done to help you with your depression.
I haven't been depressed one day in 19 years. Well, 8.5 years to be exact.
Is it some kind of supplement, or is it a way to think, or what is it?
Yeah, it's more clearing your mind and using your conscience, or your common sense. To evaluate the real things from the false things.
What would one search for on YouTube if one wanted to find this video?
Okay. The title of the video is Healing Can Be Yours.
Okay.
And it works for people who are crippled or blind or cancer or anything.
Can you give us the Cliff's notes about what one thinks about in order to heal cancer?
Well, sure. Sure. Your body, you know, there's positive and negative. We're electrical beings. You know, I mean, after you see the video, you'll understand. I mean,
Well, not everybody who's listening to the radio show has internet access. So, I mean, that's why I think Mark is asking you for a summary of, I mean, are we just talking about positive thinking here? Because I agree with you that I think that positive thinking has a real effect on people's bodies.
At the very least, you can die with cancer with a positive attitude.
All right. Yeah, but no, this is different. It's a Christ-centered message.
A Christ-centered message.
Okay.
Yeah, see, Christ has given to those who ask.
Well, why doesn't he give to everybody?
But there's people who believe in Christ who have cancer, right?
Yeah, but believing ain't enough. You have to see him.
You have to see him.
Yeah, you have to have your pineal gland open.
And you do that with DMT? I mean, how do you open your pineal gland?
Well, see, God's law, the Ten Commandments, they work like a plow, like John the Baptist was telling people, make the path straight. Okay? And when you apply that law, it plows up your hard heart, and he comes and sows his seed in it. And that's really how it works.
Most people follow the Ten Commandments on a daily basis? I mean, the first four is honoring, four of them on honoring God and all that stuff, and then it's like, honor your father and mother, and then don't steal, and don't bear false witness, and those sorts of things. I mean, I would think that the average non-believer wouldn't be running around bearing false witness or killing folks or stealing from them.
You'd have to be careful of your definition of graven images, though. Isn't that a commandment?
Well, I would say anybody who pledges allegiance to the flag is probably bowing down to a graven image. What about that?
Idolater, definitely.
Also, the people that bow in these churches. See, that doctrine comes from Charles Finney. In 1724, he was given a hellfire brimstone sermon, and people started to faint. So they carried him down to the front and propped him up on the pulpit. He bent down and prayed over him, and that's where you get the altar call. That's nowhere in the Bible.
Nope, no altar call's not in the Bible.
So what you're trying to say, and let me, you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, what you're trying to say is that in order to have Jesus heal cancer and other maladies, that you have to see him physically?
Through your pineal gland.
Through your pineal gland.
Right.
And the way you do that is what?
You use his law. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. So you follow his teachings and the Ten Commandments as though your life depends on it. And you will fail. Each time you fail, it will be agonizing, like a woman giving birth. Christ compares it to that in John chapter 17, verse 16 through 24. Anyway, at the seventh time you fail, your pineal gland will be open, and you will see him. Once you see him, you can ask him. He says, ask, and you will receive.
Just to clarify something, are you saying that you have to break the Ten Commandments seven times before your pineal gland opens up and then you finally see Jesus?
You can't keep them. It's impossible.
Right. So what you're saying is the idea is you're trying to adhere to the Ten Commandments, but because you're human, you're fallible, you're going to fail. And when you fail for the seventh time, Jesus will appear because your pineal gland opens and you trip, basically.
Oh, I've violated the Ten Commandments way more than that if you count adultery as anything outside of marriage. And I've never I guess I've seen Jesus a couple of times. He didn't heal any cancer.
But though your life depends on it, it's not superficial.
So wait, you're saying that other people like Rich Paul have not been serious enough. Like, if you're not seriously trying to obey the Ten Commandments, then the failures don't count?
Christ. And the teaching of Christ. You can't leave that out.
How many times have you seen Jesus? I'm just curious.
Just the once.
And what did he tell you?
He did not speak a word.
How did you know, then, what the purpose of that meeting was?
From what was revealed to me, through me. What I've come to know.
It's pretty far out, man.
Was he a white guy, or did he look kind of Arabic?
No, he was an illuminate being. So
no beard?
White, but opaque.
No beard?
No beard. That was plucked out.
Ken, thanks for the info tonight. What was your YouTube video again? We'll give you another plug.
Did he have ID?
What was it again?
Healing can be yours.
All right, Ken. Thanks for the call tonight. I was entertained. 855-450-FREE. He seems to believe it.
Oh, he is. He believes it. God bless him. I mean, if he's had whatever success he's had, that's fine by me.
855-450-FREE. You know, you can also probably open your pineal gland with some DMT from what I hear. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 a piece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And I was just looking through recently an episode, or not episode, but I guess an edition of Entertainment Weekly on my phone via the Next Issue app, which you can go and get for yourself at nextissue.com/FTL. That's where you can sign up for your free trial, get a $15 savings on what is essentially the Netflix of magazines. It's only better with access to all of the latest issues. You get 150-plus magazines at your fingertips for the price of about two magazines at a newsstand. So the monthly price of about two magazines at the newsstand, you get basically more magazines you could possibly read.
Yeah.
So you go through the list when you get the Next Issue app installed on your phone. They'll show you all the magazines they have accessible, everything, you know, big names, ESPN, Sports Illustrated, Men's Health, Esquire, Car and Driver, Maxim. I was just looking at Entertainment Weekly, Consumer Reports is one of my favorites, and many, many more. You can go and get your free 30-day trial. There's no commitments. You can cancel any time. It's available for iPad, iPhone, Android tablets, and smartphones. You can go to nextissue.com/FTL. Plus, there's digital extras. So I was just looking through the Entertainment Weekly's summer movie preview. You wanted to see what the movies are that are coming up this summer. There's, you know, the new Terminator, Jurassic Park. There's going to be some big movies hitting this summer. And
Ant-Man.
And so it's not just like you're reading through a regular magazine. When I clicked the summer movie preview for July, there's like an index page which shows you all the listings of the movies that they reviewed, or that I guess previewed. They're not reviewing them, but they're previewing. So you then click the one that you want to jump to. So you don't have to flip through a bunch of pages to try to find what you want. There's a lot of...
And then there's probably the preview that's available, too. You can't get that out of a magazine.
So, yeah. So go to nextissue.com/FTL. Get signed up for your free trial. And again, you can cancel anytime if for some reason you don't much care for it. But if you love magazines, this is the app for you. Nextissue.com/FTL. Get signed up for your free trial right now. As we continue here, we'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss and via Skype as well, where Dave is on the line in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Hey, yo, Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I got a police dog story. You want to hear it?
I do. Yeah, tell me.
All right, my sister got married down in Florida. I was living up in Montana, so I took a Greyhound down to Florida.
You're still living in Montana, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This was a while back.
Got it.
So, anyway, we get to Shreveport, Louisiana, and then all of a sudden, cops come on the bus. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
And for the trip, it's a 4-day trip on the bus, so I rolled up a quarter ounce into joints in my backpack.
As any self-respecting Greyhound traveler should do.
Oh, man, after my own heart.
So anyway, the cops come in Shreveport, Louisiana. The bus gets raided.
Crap.
Like, so anyway, they empty the bus out, and they make the... everybody take their luggage out from underneath. I didn't have no luggage underneath. I just had a backpack. So they made everybody put their luggage in front of them. And
whoa.
They had these black labs show up. So this black lab is coming down the thing, man, and he sniffed out, starts barking at these two guys, and they get pull out something out of their bag, and here comes the black lab up to me, and all I'm thinking is I'm going to be on one of them chain gangs with the striped suits and stuff.
You're in Louisiana at this time? Where
yeah.
was this?
Yeah, that's yeah. the worst place.
Yeah, this is the worst place to get caught with weed.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport,
right?
Yeah.
So anyway... Here comes this beautiful-looking black lab about three people down from me. So I mind-melded with him, man. In my head, I went, you're a beautiful black lab. Oh, wow. And he kept kind of looking at me, and I kept looking right in his eyes.
Uh-huh.
And every time he come closer to the next person next to me, I just looked at him and tell him, please, please, I'm all right. Don't bust me, man. Just don't bark by me. Please, please. I kept talking to him and looking at him. He came right up to me, looked me dead in the eye, put his nose right where I had my joints all rolled up, looked up back at me, and walked to the next guy.
Wow. I love
swear,
it.
I swear it happened, right?
It's crazy, man.
I totally believe it. Mind meld all the way. You know, there are, I think there's, you know, what is, I forget who said this. I cited it the other day. I'm sure somebody can do a quick Google search and tell me. But, you know, there are more things in the heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Who was that?
That was from Hamlet. There are more things on heaven and earth, Horatio, than are
all
dreamt of in your philosophy.
All I sent was good vibes to that dog, man. I was just totally aiming really good vibes to him, man.
Right on, brother. Thanks for sharing the story. It was a good one, Dave. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I buy it. I think that's legit.
What I like best about the story is it's believable, and nobody can walk away saying the best way to handle a drug dog is to mind meld with it, right? Like, at the same time, there's, you know, no matter what are the results, nobody's going to walk away from this saying, I'm safe to bring as much weed as I want to Greyhound, because all I have to do is maintain eye contact with a Labrador.
Well, it was positive vibrations.
They don't teach that in drug dealers.
There was positive vibrations involved there too, Mark. If you maintain eye contact but are afraid of the animal, that is going to send out a different set of vibrations, right? And so the idea behind the sort of vibratory viewpoint here is that everything is vibration, that everything that that we're seeing around us, everything that appears very hard and solid and, you know, whatever, it's all vibrating. It's matter vibrating, energy vibrating at a certain frequency, and that, you know, is perceived by our senses, essentially.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound like bullcrap at all.
You don't think that's true? That's not bullcrap.
Things do vibrate. Certainly things vibrate. There's no doubt about it. Things vibrate. I got you,
right,
brother.
So the idea here
is a damn dog, okay?
Excuse me. Dogs are like 96%.
Have you ever seen a dog that's excited? They really vibrate.
Yeah. Right. These animals have emotions, Ian. They're not vibrating. If this story is true, and
every emotion has a vibration behind
it. No, you lunatic! There's nothing to do with vibrations when it's an emotion.
How do you know that?
He made an emotional. How do you know that it's not? You're the one making a claim. I don't have to make a claim. Show me the vibrations.
He made an emotional
connection with the animal, and the animal, smart, dumb, or whatever, connected with him and decided to do whatever it decided to do. That's fine. Animals have emotions. I'm clear on that. Vibrations, hocus pocus nonsense.
Well, wait. So you're saying that you don't... Okay, so what you're saying is you don't believe that you can send good vibrations out, that you can...
You can send sort of good vibes, if you want to use that terminology.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can look at you, and I can try to send good feelings towards you. It's not that we're vibrating,
but we know,
dude.
That's not happening because you have a black heart, and so therefore you couldn't possibly be sending good feelings.
Yeah, I've had years to
one
try...
One of the girls who played with Joan Jett?
I put a nickel in this jukebox too many times, and the guy
just... I can't prove it to you, Mark, but I'm on board with Dave here. 855-453.
How did I get off board with Dave?
You don't believe in the vibration thing. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifle. Built from AR-15 kits from GunsAD.com, when Dave walks up and he says, hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act, and Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us, and blah, 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 and I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look, I take a 30-shot magazine, I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from GunsAD.com, I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com, GunsAD.com. Go now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you've also got Skype as an option. Skype username's lrn.fm. Ian in studio here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And our website, freetalklive.com. You can go and support the show. One of the ways you can do that is by supporting our African Satellite fundraiser, which will be over in just five short days. So please go to africa.lrn.fm and help us get back on the free-to-air satellite system over at most of Africa, a good swath of the continent there. So go to africa.lrn.fm. You can help us reach new ears with the ideas of freedom in places where they don't even have internet access. So this is a big, big thing that we can do. And it doesn't cost a whole lot of money. It's $22,000 for 3 years of 24/7 broadcasting to Africa. So please help us out at africa.lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE is our number. And, Mark, there was a story, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. Doesn't seem like it's been that long since we talked about solar roadways, which was an interesting technology involving, like, solar panels built as the road. And there's news about it. You're going to give it to us here in a moment. But first, we're going to Mike in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Mike, go ahead. Great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, awesome, awesome, awesome video the other day, Ian and Rich, of you guys going up and haggling Maggie Hassan up at the college.
Hassling would be a more accurate term. Haggle. To haggle would be to argue over price. But yeah, we did give the New Hampshire governor a hard time for 5 solid minutes as she awaited to enter into the graduation ceremony of Keene State College. And we've gotten some heat for that, Rich Paul. So it's nice to hear people who appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. But we didn't give her hell. We just told her the truth, and she thought it was hell.
It's true. I'm sorry, Mike, what were you saying there?
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, it's good that you get an heat because it's better to get no reaction at all. When you get, even if it's negative attention, it's still better than no attention. You know what I mean?
And well, there are some people who would disagree with that statement, but yeah, I tend to agree. Either they're talking about you or they're not talking about you.
Exactly. So realistically here, and I know, you know, it'd be great to, you know, I live in Oregon now, but like,
it sounded like the F word. What did you just say? I'm sorry.
He said he was living in Oregon now.
No, I said now I'm living in Oregon now. I was just wondering realistically, do you think she's going to sign marijuana legalization into law, or do you think she's going to keep it illegal? I'm talking realistically now.
I don't think legalization's on the table this year. I don't know what the
decriminalization is. What he's referring to.
Yeah, decrim is the bill that is currently in the Senate. The New Hampshire State House passed it with over 80% of the House that was voting on that day. The House State of Representatives, mm-hmm. the 400 of them, there weren't all 400 weren't there. So if you look at all 400 and, you know, how many voted? It was like 74% voted for it. But if you look at the ones that were present that day, 80%+ of the ones who were present voted for this. It was a tremendous, overwhelming support in the State House. We don't yet know how the Senate is going to vote. There's been some talk about that they might actually pass it this time because it died last time in the Senate, the last time decrim was brought up in New Hampshire. And it's come up several times, so maybe this is the year where the Senate will pass this. Hassan has not yet pledged to veto it, but essentially she's suggested she's going to veto it. It seems likely she's going to veto it, but I suppose there's a glimmer of a chance of maybe 0.01% chance that she may actually sign this thing, but I wouldn't get my hopes up.
I just, you know, realistically looking at this, you know, I mean, every time... I mean, because she knows where it's coming from. It's coming from the free staters and the liberty-minded people.
Well, no, it's not. It's 80% of the state reps who voted for it. I mean, that's coming from everybody.
Yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I chose marijuana reform as an issue is it is very popular with the general public now, which wasn't true when I became a libertarian in, like, 1995. And Libertarian Party people always used to say, oh, soft-pedal that legalization of drugs thing. People think you're crazy, but it's become very mainstream since then.
I don't know, Rich, what do you think? Is she going to sign this thing? Is there a chance of that?
I'm absolutely convinced she's going to veto it. Or she's going to do what she's done before, which is basically convince the Senate not to pass it so she doesn't have to veto it.
Yeah, I think that this is, she's beholden to the police unions. If she turns on them, they'll do what they can to get her out of the office. She doesn't have the luxury that the previous Democratic governor had of this 80% approval margin or anything like that. She's going to be hanging by a thread come election season. She doesn't want to be exposed to the Republican. So I expect her to veto it like she said she's going to. But
she hasn't said it.
Do you expect her to run for governor again?
Yeah. No. The word is she's going to run for Senate.
Then
U.S. Senate.
Then maybe that's the case because she doesn't need the police unions for U.S. Senate.
So there you go, Mike. That's our best predictions, which aren't really worth a hill of beans. Anything else you want to share?
I mean, I was going to say, too, because I don't understand, like, you know, she's vetoed it how many times. And, I mean, when it gets to her desk again, what makes you think that she's, I mean, if...
It's never gotten to her desk. She's never had to veto it.
Okay.
No governor has had to veto marijuana decriminalization. As I understand it, I'm not an expert historian on this, but my understanding is this year could be the first year it's ever passed the Senate. So that would mean that it has never made it to the governor's desk before. So there you go. Mike, thanks for the call, man. I'm glad you enjoyed the video. And the video, by the way, that he's talking about, you can go to freekeen.com, scroll down a little bit. You'll find the video there. It's of me and Rich basically haranguing the governor. I played actually almost all of the video on the air on Saturday night show, so if you're listening then, you caught a good chunk of it, but it is fun to watch it because then you can see her reactions. Which,
as a minister, I like to think of it as a public shaming of a sinner.
I think that a lot of people really didn't like it. Like, it's just a little too much for them. Most of the comments were positive, but some of them were negative, right? And it was just
always going to be negative.
We were running 20-1 thumbs up, thumbs down on YouTube, right. so we're definitely doing pretty well. But there were naysayers.
But just to be clear, the YouTube views and the thumbs up and thumbs down changes over time. So frequently what will happen is a video that we'll put out will go amongst the Liberty crowd first, and so it'll pull a bunch of thumbs up. But then later on, it'll get out among other people who don't care about freedom. So there's videos that have been thumbs up in the beginning that have later gone to more thumbs down simply because somebody posted it to Reddit, and the people on Reddit are just, you know, a bunch of status, and so they all thumbs down it. So Derek J's victimless crime spree actually has more thumbs downs than it does thumbs ups.
Right. Another thing that we don't that no one ever gets to really see is that this governor makes a concerted effort not to speak to the constituency. She doesn't want to hear from us. So
no.
You've called many times as the press. You are the host of a nationally syndicated radio program on 150 stations.
Based in New Hampshire.
She won't talk to you. She wouldn't give you the time of day.
I can't even get
the
her press secretary to call me back.
The only way you can speak to this woman is to go to some commencement speech where she's been asked to give some kind of short speech. She's not even the anchor, as I understand it, and badger her because she cares that little about her constituents.
She's insulated herself that far. And so I'm glad you pointed that out, Mark, because there's some people who've been critiquing Rich and I on this, and it's not like I haven't gone through the normal channels. Prior to this incident, I have attempted on multiple occasions, not just with this governor, but the one before her, to reach out to these people and to try to contact them through the sort of traditional means of being nicey-nice media folks, contacting them for comment on something or an invitation on to be a guest on a show or whatever. And I can't even get a call back from the press secretary, and it's been that way for years. So a couple of years ago, I decided that, okay, I've had enough. Next time I see this woman, I'm going to grab my video camera and
ambush
I'm going to ambush her.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done ever since I decided she didn't want to talk to me.
What are you supposed to do?
Did you try calling her press secretary while wearing a suit? They seem to think that suits are very important for these things.
Well, at this point, Ian's name is enough to keep her from ever talking to him. She's never going to talk to any of us. She knows what she thinks. She has no intention of representing anyone else. The 80% of representatives that voted for this, she doesn't want to represent them. She's going to represent the people who give her the payoffs.
855-453. That's the toll-free number here. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up next.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us via Skype at Skype username, lrn.fm. Tonight, Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Rich on his sort of donating slash linking site, richpaul.freekeen.com. You can go and get more Rich there and his various projects, of which he has a few.
Come on by and get rich quick.
So let's talk about roads, Mark. Everybody likes roads.
It's solar frickin' roadways was how it was kept on being described on the internet. And
Oh, really?
From ScienceAlert.com, the solar road in Netherlands is working even better than expected.
Wow.
The Netherlands made headlines last year when it built the world's first solar road and energy harvesting bike path paved with glass-coated solar panels. Now, 6 months into the trial, engineers say the system is working even better than expected. With the 70-meter test bike path, not very long, generating 3,000 kilowatt hours or enough electricity to power a small household for a year. So 70 meters.
Not bad.
Yeah, it's 200 and about, you know, call it 210 feet, 200 and maybe 50 feet, something like that. That's the length of, it's, you know, quite a bit longer than, say, an average lot's length. So what that says to me is that the length of road outside your house cannot power your house.
Not yet.
If that's,
what if you had your driveway?
Maybe your driveway, but then you're going to park cars on it. I think you're probably better off doing things on your roof, which would be also you don't have to, I don't know, get dirt on and bubble gum and, you know, shade trees and a variety of things. Anyway.
True.
One of the things that I remember hearing about these solar roadways, these are the sort of the hexagonal-looking panels or octagon.
They don't
panels.
Show pictures of that here, but yeah, I mean, that's what I saw.
And they're made out of glass, and beneath the glass, they have the solar devices.
This is not the hexagonal ones,
no?
I mean, in this picture, from what I'm seeing, no. But
some
it is a solar roadway.
Okay. What does it look like?
It just looks like a big panel that's covered in mostly dirt.
Now, what were the critiques of the solar roadway? Wasn't one of the critiques that
I wouldn't want to drive a 3,000-pound careening death machine down a glass surface at 70 miles an hour. That's one of mine.
Meaning that if it were wet, for instance, that could be a problem?
It could be a problem. they don't mention that in the article. They also don't mention how much they spent putting it down. Mm-hmm. I think that that, to some extent, is fair because the once you get to the economy of scale, it's going to be cheaper to make one of these. You can't say that the first 250 feet of this isn't commensurate to the value of, you know, a 100 miles after you've produced a million miles, if that makes sense.
So, but what you're saying is they're not answering some objections here. They're not going to tell you, oh, well, here's what's people's experience with stopping if it's been
raining. It's only for bicycles, Ian.
Right.
So they don't say what has happened with bicyclists. They don't say that anybody has been smashed or anything like that. They do say that it is strong enough to support a 12-ton fire trucks without any damage. They say that they have only had one that's not operating. One of the panels is not operating or whatever, so they had to sort of shut that down and make it work. They're pumping their electricity straight into the street lighting or the grid. Mm-hmm. Engineers spent 5 years creating the system to be durable. If one panel's broken or in the shadow or dirt, it will only switch off that PV panel, says the one of the engineers. More than 150,000 cyclists rode over the panels during the trial, and so far they've only noticed one fault. A small section of coating, which provided grip to the surface, has become damaged due to temperature fluctuations. The team at a solar roadway is now working to improve this coating. We made a set of coatings which are robust enough to deal with the traffic loads, but also give traction to vehicles passing by. So I guess it's like crossing.
So they're putting something over top of the glass that will still allow the sunlight to pass through, but give some sort of traction. So will that, this coating, I guess here's the question, right? So the idea is these are supposed to be long-term solutions, that these panels are supposed to last for a long time. But does the coating last for a long time? And so how often does a recoat have to go over this? Is that where this company is going to, you know, bring in the constant money from governments in upkeep costs on this?
I don't know. I mean, I would think that governments, local governments tend to worry about costs a heck of a lot more than, bigger governments do. I think you had to put out a bike path of, 250-foot bike path stretch that had these solar panels on here so we can see. Because there's no other way to do this. There's going to be the naysayers on the internet to say, this will never work. And that's fine. Maybe it won't work. But the only thing they can do, at this point, governments have a near monopoly on bike paths, right? So you can, either try it out on a private company or try it out in the government. And the Netherlands is a fine place to try it out. There's lots of bike paths there. So I think that this had to be tried out. Hopefully we can find out some real numbers at the end of it. I'm not satisfied with this article in the way that they went about explaining things, but I'm heartened, I suppose.
I'm sorry, you probably already told me this, but how long has this trial been going on?
Six months.
Okay.
What they're saying here is I wanted to read you this one part. The potential is pretty huge. Not only could the roads generate enough electricity to power local households, but they can also provide some amazing lighting opportunities. Last year, a solar road was installed in the Netherlands by Design Labs Studios Rosengard, which sucked up the sun's energy during the day and then guided cyclists at night using the beautiful Vincent van Gogh's Starry, Starry Night inspired LED lights. So
that's cool.
It lit up the road, and they're coming up with ideas and whatever. We've got to have some steps forward in road technology.
Please, it's
about
time.
I don't know what they are. I'm not claiming to know what they are, but I can tell you here in New England, where we have freezing and warm temperatures, that they can't keep a road for like 3 years.
No,
here.
It's awful here. So I guess another question I have is, what is the, in New England, you mentioned the freezing, the temperature changes creates these things called frost heaves, which basically
destroy the road.
So what happens with glass when it freezes? Is it as susceptible to the temperature differentials, or is it more likely to stay stable?
Well, I think you're going to have probably just bigger heaves. You know how oftentimes with a sidewalk, when you have that, it won't crack down the panel of the sidewalk. It cracks along those little things that are made to crack in the sidewalk. So it'll bend, and you'll have these plates that are going down the road, and, you know, we'll see how that goes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
But is glass susceptible to freezing, and, you know, is it going to shrink and expand in a in freezing?
Everything shrinks and expands. In different heat. What your frost heaves aren't from the road freezing, it's from the stuff under the road freezing. And, you know, moisture under there, you know, pushing it up, and then in the spring it melts and goes back down.
That's another question that I have then is this is the Netherlands. It's obviously been cold there over the last 6 months, right?
That's why the coating came up, was because of temperature differentials. So we don't know. I don't think we're anywhere near to seeing whether or not this is the next step in road technology.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done here.
But I really want to see whatever that is. I don't think roads are going anywhere anytime soon, even if we do get flying cars.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, there's a lot of reasons that
all
roads
cars
are good
will
things.
Not become flying cars when the first one is rolled out.
So no.
There'll still be a lot of other
cars. Plus freight's important too, right? And moving thousands of pounds of product is just going to make it economically makes more sense to put it on the road.
And maybe the best thing that they can do is just keep those repaving things constantly moving on the roads. I don't know, but where I live, the roads are crap, and even when they do fix them, they're all in a few short years, maybe five, they're already bumpy and full of holes again. And so they just need to keep a constant crew of these things going down the road doing stuff.
And that's good for the crew, but it's not good for, you know, the people that are paying that crew. It'd be nicer if we had roads that lasted for a decade.
Everybody always talks about how the government is supposed to, you know, without the government, who would fix the roads? With the government, who the hell is going to fix the roads?
Yeah, they do a terrible
job. We've got governments, and the roads are crap. Also, I'd like to point out that traffic jams are the result of the people that build the roads, too. If you've got bad traffic in your area, that's not just nature. That's the government messing things up.
So I'm excited. I mean, I think the solar roadway is a really cool idea, and I'm hoping that this works out for these guys. And it sounded from what you said like there might be a couple different companies that are designing this. So that's good. That means there's already competition in the area. And I was actually talking with somebody who is a big fan of solar power, and I didn't even realize, but apparently solar power has gotten a lot better in the last decade or two. And it's, you know, the cells or whatever that pick up the sunlight are more efficient now than they've ever been. They have new ways of doing it to where they can actually put solar panels on your windows that are see-through, essentially. So you don't even know they're there, but they're still picking up sunlight. And there's like all kinds of developments. I'm not following it closely, so it's exciting when I hear about it. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. Check out our website, freetalklive.com, between now and tomorrow night, when we'll be back to talk to you again on Free Talk Live.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.